Gerald's is certainly a much treasured institution. And, dare I say it, so is our next reader. Who else could it be but Neil Haverson? This month, Neil is in reflective mood as he laments that life may never be the same again, right down to a particular kind of biscuit. Oh, Neil, do tell.
You don't appreciate what you've got until you can't have it. This wretched virus has taken away so much of what we took for granted, and it seems certain that life will never be the same again. Inevitably, lockdown has left us reflecting on all the things we did a matter of just a few months ago without so much as a second thought. I know in the scheme of things this is minor, but I miss popping into my favourite coffee shop with my flask for a fill of their Americano with a dash of cream. I had become such a regular that the transaction was almost wordless. That is, until I started buying other goodies. My weakness was their tasty chocolate chip cookies. I told them that Mrs. H would disapprove of this unhealthy indulgence. I said I had to leave it in the car until the coast was clear, then I'd make an excuse to go to the garage, scoff the cookie, and hide the bag at the bottom of the wheelie bin so I wasn't rumbled. The baristas soon picked up on this and greeted me with, "Here comes the cookie man." Then they goaded me with, "Why don't you bring your wife in? We're dying to meet her." "No way." I would return home and wallow in my caffeine hit, eking it out for up to an hour before slinking off to the garage. I do have a rather good coffee maker, but it can't replace the smooth, mellow taste created by the experts with their big machines. A major disappointment is that we can't spend time with our granddaughter. Skype is keeping us in touch, but it's no real substitute for getting down on the floor and being a kid again. Shopping habits will change. Some stores won't make it through the crisis. Apart from getting a slot for grocery delivery, shopping online is proving easy and convenient. Of course, there are drawbacks, such as clothes shopping, and you wouldn't shell out £1,000 for a sofa without giving it the comfort test. Yes, you can send stuff back, but it can be a real hassle, repackaging items and queuing up at the post office. Eating out under the constraints of social distancing may be a bit weird with only a handful of people scattered around the restaurant. Although one plus point will be added privacy. I do hate eateries where the tables are close together so those nearby can earwig your conversation and you theirs. And what about home working? It looks like it could continue for some time, if not become the norm for many. And understandably, companies will save money as they won't need expensive office space. When I worked on Let's Talk, I did work from home on occasions. I missed the interaction with colleagues and the general office banter. And of course, it was much easier to deal with other departments and access resources. I did not miss the daily commute. An extra half hour in bed was a treat. I was a bit sluggish in getting down to business in the morning, but once in gear, I kept going. And it wasn't unknown for Mrs. H to appear saying, "You do realise it's 6:30. It was also more refreshing when stumped for an idea to have a wander in the garden, rather than stare out the office window at the traffic. At work, there are interruptions by people from other departments and the telephone. At home, apart from the odd mobile call, the only interruption was when the door burst open and a frantic Mrs. H demanded, "There's a spider in the loo! Come and get rid of it!" And of course I missed the staff canteen. They sold chocolate chip cookies.
And who doesn't love a chocolate chip cookie?